We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Yud Beis. Binyan HaTfilah Benaros, about going to tefillah in a river. The halacha is that every community has to have a mikveh. Building a mikveh, the Poskim say, comes before building a shul or buying a Sefer Torah, because this is the basis of the Tahara, of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Torah Kedusha says, Ach mayim ubar mikveh mayim yeh tahar. So there are two types of bodies where one could go to the mikveh. Mayim is a spring that's constantly giving forth water. That's called mayim chayim. And that is the highest, best level of a mikveh. That's the kind of mikveh that Azov, Metzora, Paraduma, all of that you use a mayim chayim. And the other one is a mikveh mayim, which is a pool of stationary water that is there without the water moving. So, Ladas Haripoy Poskim, Ain't Filim Elis Benar, one should not go to the mikveh in a river, Elbez Manchu Kotin Kolkach, as long as the water is so low, Shidu Babirishloin, as Gadal Machmus Geshomim, that it didn't accumulate because of rain, or Meshlogim, or snow. Kimeg Shomim Meshlogim, rain or snow, Ainam Matarim, cannot serve as a mikveh, Elbez Man. Shame nikvim ve'oindim mikveh, only when they're stationary. Avak shem zoichelim al oritz, if they're flowing on the ground, enem etarim, they can't serve as a mikveh. El mayim ma'ayim, only spring water, metar gam kezoichelim, have the ability to act as a mikveh even when they're flowing. Ach b'shas etchak, b'shmokim shem mikveh, if it's a situation where there is no other mikveh, no'agim l'hak l'usmach al paiskim, the srile commander omer, that we are lenient and follow the opinion that the river has increased because of the rain. We assume that most of what it grew is from its own growth. Because when it rains, however meluchluch, the air is very humid. And there's a lot of water coming out from the source that brings water to the river. And therefore, we could always assume that most of the water in that body of water is from itself, not from outside sources. If there's any rainwater, they are not the majority. And therefore, even if that water is moving, it would not be necessarily such a big issue. But if a place where there's a good mikveh, one should not use the river for using a mikveh. Even in a place where there is no mikveh, in Be'efshri, yesh lahachmer, if at all possible, one should try to be machmer, shimanah and the srabim megishamim, that if there's an abundance of rainwater, because it rained a lot, for example, tamtim betfilosoi, she should wait till she goes to that mikveh, to that body of water as a mikveh, shnayim shlosh yomim, for 2 or 3 days, atshi shuv le hasanai, until it recedes. V'tovim be'efshu shloi titbel b'mokom shen srachev, and even when she goes to the mikveh, she shouldn't go to the area that might have expanded because of the rainwater. Elva makom shalach tamid, she should go deeper where there's always water. Dezeh yesh lahakol tfei, that's an easier place not to have a concern about the kashrus of that mikveh. Of course, when one goes to the mikveh in a river, it has to be careful. First of all, it's a public area, so that's, as we said, concern, particularly to shouldn't rush the tefillah. We also have to have somebody to make sure that her hair is completely immersed in the mikveh and make sure that there's no dirt on the floor of that river or whatever that could serve as a chatzitza between her toes and disqualify the tefillah. Sif Yud Gimel, Ubinar Shemeshavel Gamay De Geshamim, river that's completely man-made through rain, and sometimes it dries up, during the rainy season, much water pours into that body of water. Sometimes there's no water in that area. One may not use that body of water when it's not stationary as a mikveh. You could only use that place as a mikveh when the water is stationary. There are many halachas involved in hilchas mikveh. Wherever a mikveh is built, it should not be built. One should only have the mikveh built under the supervision of somebody who's very familiar with hilchas mikveh. If there's any deviation in the mikveh, yas miyad shelos chacham, one should immediately ask a question to a rav. V'kein kashit starch lishav soil on the kaisai. If one has to pull out, to drain the mikveh, they should ask, and to clean the mikveh, yishalu eich yisnagu. The question should be asked: what is the proper way of doing it that will not chas v'shalom cause the disqualification of the mikveh? Simen kuf samach gimel. Hilchas Mila. Mitzvah say al av, the mitzvah say on a father, lomel es benoi, to do bris mila for a son, oilachab relas a shlich li Yisrael acher, we should give somebody else the honor of doing that shemalasa to do the bris mila. When one makes a bris mila, one should have kavona, mitzvah tzrichas kavona, especially mitzvah smila, which is a mitzvah say daraisa that comes once a year. So he should have in mind that he wants to fulfill this mitzvah, and he should have in mind why he wants to do the mitzvah, as the B'nai Yisoscher in the Sefer Derech Pekudecha explains, that we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu servants, and this is the sign that we are his servants, and also represents making a band, an eternal band, between us and Hashem. And the Rambam also says that one of the other reasons for the mitzvah smila is to weaken the Yetzirah. The mitzvah is more on the father than on anyone else. When somebody makes a bris, he should put on Shabbos clothing. It's considered a yontif for him. The father should put the baby on the lap of the sandik. And he should be the one to give the knife to the moil. And stand right there during the mila, because when one is doing a mila on his child, it's like bringing a carbon. And just like when one brought a carbon, he would be there as the carbon was offered, so too should the father be standing there. And he also should be standing there to show that the moil is acting as a shliach. Some, Rabbi Yonason Steif says, that's appropriate that the father should officially, verbally designate the moil as his shliach. Ben chitach lepriya, after the bris was begun, the father makes the bracha. Mevarach av shegishanim tzotit tzvon alach nisoy. V'yesh lo la'odnam lachso lahadar ach moil v'sandik ayosu toiv v'tzadik. When looking for a moil and for a sandik, to look for the toiv v'tzadik. Toiv means he's toiv ben odom chaveri. He gets along with other people. And tzaddik is he's a tzaddik ben odom l'makim. I sandik, the reason was so anxious to look for such a person is because Eliyahu HaNavi sits down next to the sandik. So Eliyahu HaNavi is only going to be interested in sitting next to a tzaddik. And a moil, the reason we look for such an individual is because Chazal teaches, yovetoil tohor, let a person who's tohor, v'yitapalim a tohor, work with this child. This newly born 8-day-old child is certainly tahor. And again, also because as we learned that they have the proper kavana, and hopefully whoever these people were will have much influence on who the child is. But when we have a choice as far as a mayil, and we have one person who's an expert in knowing how to do it properly, and maybe the other person is a bigger tzaddik, we look for the person who's a bigger expert. As we talk about Sandik, it's a great opportunity and honor for one to be a Sandik. It's like somebody was bringing Tyrus in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a skula, it's a bracha for Shiris, for wealth. And it's a yontif for the Sandik. And therefore, the Sandik should wear Shabbos clothing when he's a Sandik at a bris. We don't give Sandikos to the same person for different sons, because the Gemara teaches us that when it came to giving the Kohanim the ability to do Sandikos, no Kohen ever did it twice. They made a geirel and they would announce Chadoshim Mekhtiris. Only people who never did Sandikos previously should do the Sandikos. And therefore, when we're speaking about a Sandik, we should give different people an opportunity to be Sandik by our children. However, when it's there's a Rav or Rosh Hashiva or Rebbe in a community, there we could ask the same person to be a Sandik by more than one of our sons. Because just like when it came to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol was above any of these Geirel and he could do the same avoida many times. This individual is in the same category of a Kohen Gadol. And kibbutz l'mo'el echad, if somebody was asked somebody to be a mo'el, also lachs b'el chabad l'acher, one should not ask somebody else to be the mo'el. Shenemar, sheresh yisrael lo yaslo azlo v'lo yidaber kozov. It's not nice, it's not honest to change, unless the second person is much greater than the first person. And then also, where the first person was Michael, he said it's okay. But a father, because the mitzvah is particularly on the father, mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai, there the halacha is a father can take the opportunity to make the bris milah, even if he had already asked somebody else. The kibbut lachar, b'tarkach cholokz ha'mayel menem ir, if they asked somebody to be a mayel, but meanwhile the mayel left town, and the father was concerned that he won't be back on time for the bris milah, and therefore he asked somebody else. Meanwhile, Bar Rishon, the first one, did come back. Yimlena Rishon, the first one that was honored with this kibud, should be the one to do the bris. Everybody who's participating at the bris milah, stand. And that is from when the child is brought into the room until he's taking out, because the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Masechta Burim, there's a one, Oimdim Lefnei Oisa Mitzvah, we stand up in honor of people who are doing mitzvah. Another reason is, as we said, Eliyahu HaNavi attends every bris, so it's appropriate in honor of Eliyahu HaNavi that we all stand. Shenema V'yamid Kolam B'bris. And at that point, when doing the bris milah, particularly as the baby is crying, it's a time to daven, it's an eitz rotzen, to be mespalo. And what should be said is kapitel, perig vav and tehillim. And before the bris, the minig is to say kapitel yud beis. And that's a time for kaparas avoinus. And it's a time where our tefillah, particularly for ruchnius, is answered. Mavad hasandik shetofes atinik. Besides the tzandik who's holding the baby, v'hu yoshev, he should sit. Anybody who participates in a kibbutz at the bris milah should put on a talis. If you're taking somebody else's talis, have in mind that you don't want to take ownership in it, and therefore you don't have to make a bracha, and you'll avoid a shaila, a break of needing to make a bracha at the time of putting on the talis. Ulbach shabricha av lachnisa, after the father makes the bracha, lachnisa b'brisa shel Avraham Avinu, v'anu amen, and everybody there said amen, the minig is to say the words b'domai chayim twice, one representing the dam Pesach and one representing the dam Mila. Also, by saying b'domai chayim, we're being mispalal that in the schus of the Mila, this baby and all of us should be zoichet to olam hazeh and olam haba. The Rizal says that the right of choosing a name for a baby is a right that's given to the parents. And he says that the parents are given a special Ruach HaKodesh to give the name which is most appropriate, which is most appropriate to the baby, to this baby's neshama. The wine that we make a bracha on by the Bris Milah, it's enough just to taste it. There's also a minig to light candles at the place where the Bris Milah is going to take place. Sif gim ha-moyel tzorach shiyeh de-hilchus milah. The male should be familiar with Hilchus Milah. For tzorach shiachker, and he has to check in a yal rubari if the baby is healthy. For gam le-yaledes yesh lazer, the mother should be spoken to im tera ezemechsh yalad if she sees any health issues or any issue with the child, to this she should notify the male. Sif david tzrich l'zom ma'oid ma'oid. We have to be most careful. Not to do a bris on a child that may not be well. Sakonish nefashis doiches akol. Sakonish nefashis overrides that the mitzvah of doing the bris. Shef shaloi lamolach zman. We could always do the bris later. But if chas v'shalom something happens to that baby, that cannot be reversed. Vayin yeridei simeresh men. Reis Samach Beiv, Simreis Samach Gimel, Masei Malat Tinnik, Shaychel V'Ivri. When do we, if a child was sick and we couldn't do the bris in the proper time on 8th day, when should we do the bris? Miyak Shetinnik Roy Lemo, but as soon as a child is able to have a bris mila, also lack of a mitzvah, the child whose bris mila was pushed off, but now Baruch Hashem, he can have the bris mila, we should not delay it, Mezatam. If we have any reasons, because we think another day is more convenient, we think another day may be better. We should do the bris as soon as the child is able to have a bris. A bris that's not being done on the 8th day cannot be done on Shabbos or Yontif. For the same reason, a bris milah should be done as early as possible in the day. Again, Zrizim Magdim Lamitzvahs, Avram Avinu did the Bris Milah as soon in the day as he could, and that's the way we always should try to do mitzvah as quickly and as best as possible.